Good Friday and Easter are, can you hear? My wife cannot hear me, but that's a matter of habit. Good Friday and Easter.
受难节和复活节。
Part 1 and Part 2 are the same event.
是同一件事情的第一部分与第二部分。
So when the New Testament says about crucifixions, it's always looking towards the resurrections. Always. And these two are, you cannot separate them.
所以当新约讲这件事情的时候，这两个是不能分开的。
So it's two parts of the same story, and that's the gospel.
所以福音就是这一个故事的两个部分。
So we are not just saying, okay, I remember Jesus when he died on the cross.
所以我们记得的不仅是基督在十字架上所成的事情。
And forgive my sin.
赎我的罪。
And then that's enough.
然后那就结束了。
That is not what the good news. Because the good news is not complete.
Jesus
is
not risen from the dead.
所以这不是福音的全部。因为如果耶稣没有从死里复活的话，那就不是完全的好消息。
Because then you will still be living, you will still die.
因为这样的话，我们还是要死。
And there still be judgment.
这样呢，还会面临审判。
And then if Jesus is dead,
如果耶稣死了
and never rose again,
如果没有复活的话
then death still has the last say.
那么这样说的话，死他就赢了。
Death still had the last words.
所以呢，死亡他就得胜了。
So this is why resurrection is such a good news for us.
这就是为什么复活是这样重要的一个好消息。
Anyone who knows anything about Christianity knows that the whole religion, this whole religion is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以真正理解基督教的就知道整个这个教的那个根本就是耶稣的复活。
Without resurrection, there is no Christian faith.
如果没有复活，我们就没有任何信仰。
Without resurrection, the whole Christian doctrine collapses.
如果没有复活的话，我们的整个的教义就都崩塌了。
The doctrine of Jesus Christ is built on the fact that Christ is alive yesterday, today, and forever.
所以基督教的教义就是基督昨天是活的，今天是活的，永远是活着。
So if anyone wants to attack Christianity, that he needs to do is to disprove the resurrections of Jesus Christ.
所以如果有人要诋毁基督教的话，只要能够证明基督没有复活就足够了。
In 1930, there's a lawyer named Frank Morrison who set out to disprove Jesus and his resurrections.
所以在1930年的时候，有一个律师，他名字叫 Frank Morrison。他呢要证明耶稣他没有复活。
He did meticulous research and document his finding, and eventually published a book called "Who Moved the Stone."
他做了非常详尽的研究，然后记下了所有的他的发现，然后最后发表了一本书叫《谁动了那块石头》。
Instead of disproving the myth of Jesus and his resurrection, he ended up.Become a committed Christian.
他不仅没有能够来证明这个耶稣的复活是假的，他反而自己变成了一个非常认真的基督徒。
If you want to read his research, buy the book.
如果你要看到他的研究结果呢，你可以买这本书。
Today, we read Paul's letters to the Corinthians.
今天呢，我们要读的是保罗给哥林多教会写的书信。
They are skeptics about resurrection at that time as well.
因为在那个时候，那也有一些人怀疑耶稣的复活。
Paul set out to argue both as a first-hand witness of Jesus' resurrection.
所以呢，保罗不仅是作为他的第一证人证，作为耶稣的复活
，but also tell us the implications of resurrections and the implications if there is no resurrections.
更重要的是，他告诉了我们复活的意义，还有如果没有复活的后果。
First Corinthians 15:12-28 actually can be divided into two parts.
所以呢，在哥林多前书的15:12-28可以分成两个部分。
The first part is the implication of Jesus if he had not raised from the dead. That is on verse 12 to verse 19.
12-19呢是第一部分，讲的是如果耶稣没有复活，这后果有多么的严重。
The second part is the implication of Jesus' resurrection had on us and on all creations. That is the verse 20 to 28.
第20-28讲的是耶稣复活的意义，不仅是对我们，而且是对整个的世界。
If you read verse 15, it says, "If Jesus Christ has not been raised, if Jesus Christ has not been raised, we are then found to be false witnesses about God."
所以呢，十五节说，如果耶稣基督没有复活的话，那并且明显我们是为神枉做见证的。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？如果你的牧师在你的整个的人生当中，天天在跟你说谎
，Can you believe it？
而且你相信吗
？That is the implication is if there is no resurrection, then I will be teaching you and telling you a lie for I've been pastor for almost 30 years.
所以如果耶稣没有复活的话，那我已经说谎说了30年了。
And then it tells us in verse 14, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
然后在14节说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
So your faith about Jesus, your faith about Jesus as the Lord of all, your faith about Jesus is the God, the one of the Trinity are all false.
所以如果是那样的话，那你的所有的信仰，包括基督是你的主，基督是三位一体的神，这些都变成错误的。
And Christ is the Son of God, all this a lie.
然后基督是神的儿子，这也是变成了谎言。
So that's the implications of if Jesus has not risen from the dead.
这就是如果耶稣没有复活的后果。
Our faith is futile. Verse 17. Our faith is built on self-imaginations, wishful thinking.
所以呢，第十七节写说，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。就是说，我们的所信的全是自己想出来的。
And our hope to see our loved one again is dash.
而且呢，如果我们盼望能够见到我们所爱的人呢，也变成了枉然。
But that's what verse 18 says.
这是第十八节说到。
Then those who also have fallen asleep, that's the code words for dead in Christ, are lost. These people are gone forever. You will never see them again.
然后十八节说，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了，就是说因信主而死去的人，他们也永远不能再复活了。
No reunion of any sort if Jesus has not risen from the dead.
所以我们所盼望的跟我们所爱的人在天堂相见，就再也不会发生了。
Do you know how important that is?
你们能够想到这有多么的重要吗？
I think many of you know that my father passed away about 2 weeks ago.
你们有些人知道我的父亲在两周之前去世了。
And the one comforting thought for all his children is that this is not the end.
让我们他做他的儿女的感到平安的是，我们想到的是这个并不是终了。
It is no longer goodbye, but until we meet again.
这个并不是一个永别，而是说我们有一天还会再见。
So that has been the comforting words that we have for my mom, even though she, I don't know how much she understood that.
这也是我们安慰我妈妈的话，虽然她现在已经不是很清楚了。
But there is a joyful reunion because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead.
但是我们知道，因为耶稣已经复活，我们必定会有在天堂再见的那一天。
You know, if you think about it, you, why do you believe in Jesus?
你如果仔细想一想，我们为什么要相信耶稣？
So that can have a successful life.
然后你就有一个成功的人生吗？
That your dispute with your spouse will be.Resolve?
然后 你跟你配偶的争吵就会解决了吗？
And then you have all great children obedient.
然后你的小孩子就会听话了吗？
I mean, maybe.
也许是这样。
Maybe. But that is not why Jesus came.
但这不是耶稣来的真正的目的。
He did not come to give you a great marriage.
他来不是给你有美满的。
He did not come to give you great kids.
他来不是给你有听话的孩子。
He did not come to give you lots and lots of good things in this world. What this world can offer to you.
他来并不是给你很多世上的美好的事情。
He came to give you eternal life.
他来要给你们的是永恒的生命。
Right? If you really think about it, everything you see here will pass away.
你如果仔细想一想
，everything here,
你们现在所见的一切都会消失。
I mean, you look at the people next to you. I would say 100 years from now, you'll be 60 underground.
如果说你们我们周围人互相看一看的话，一百年之后，我们都已经在地下了。
Probably some of us doesn't have to wait for 100 years.
要有些人都不用等一百年就可以了。
Right?I mean, if our life is only have hope in this world, that's what Paul says. If we are only have hope in this life, we are the most pitiful.
所以保罗说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
The reason that you have eternal life, the reason that you have hope for the future, for an afterlife.A reunion is because Jesus has risen from the dead.
所以我们的盼望是在将来，我们的盼望是在永生，而这一切都是建立在耶稣基督的复活之上。
And this is what God wants to give you.
这是神要给我们的。
That whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
凡是相信他的人，不是灭亡，反得永生。
So that's the implication. That is what happened if Jesus had not risen from the dead. But the second part, in verse 20.
所以刚才讲的是，如果耶稣没有复活，对我们是怎么样的一个后果？然后现在第二部分。
But verse 20 says, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.
但是在二十节说，但基督已经从死里复活。
The first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
So what is he saying? He's saying that because Jesus raised from the dead, that you also can be raised from the dead.
他什么意思呢？什么叫出熟的果子呢？就是说，如果耶稣基督能够复活，我们也必定能够复活。
Because Jesus has defeated death. Death is does not have the last word.
因为耶稣基督已经打败了死亡。
And also it says that he will put his enemy under his feet. He shall reign forever. Verse 24.
他会把敌人放在他的脚下。 他会永远的掌权。
So because Jesus raised from the dead, that all the injustice, all the things that you see in this world, that the war, the people who started the war, the people who kill each other, people who trying to take advantage of you, the evils in this world, all these will be defeated when Jesus came.
所以因为耶稣基督复活，我们有信心。不管我们看到世上有什么样的不公义的事情，有什么样的战争，人们彼此的欺压，他们都会最后被耶稣基督战胜。
That's because Jesus is alive. He'll come back. He will make everything right.
因为耶稣基督活着，他必定会回来，他会让一切的事情都归回公义。
And then we talk about implication that Jesus will return because he's alive. He will return.
然后我们知道，既然耶稣是活着，他必定会再回来。
I don't know if many people wants to know about the events that accompany or prior to Jesus' return. Everybody wants to know what does Revelation tells us so we can be, you know, be prepared for Jesus' return.
所以我们很多人把我们的注意力放错的地方。我们很关心的是在耶稣回来之前呢，会不会看到什么样的迹象，所以我们可以准备好。
But the important thing is not what will happen before he returns.
但最重要的并不是他回来的那个迹象，而是我们要准备好的事情。
But it is that he will return.
我们要最关心的是他必定会再回来。
Just think about that.
我们只要想一想。
You know, we talk about that we live this life, right? We live this life as Christians who believe in resurrections.
我们都说我们是相信复活的基督徒。
But I was wondering how often do we really have that thought dominates our actions?
但是我们到底有多少的时候真正是存着这样的一个思想在生活？
You know, sometimes I feel that we are, even though we believe, but in our lives we don't really believe. In our actions we really don't believe.
我常常想，常常也看到。虽然我们自己以为自己是相信的，但是从我们的行为可以看得出来，我们常常是不相信的。
You said Jesus reigns, right? Jesus reigns. He's alive today, so he reigns.
你说基督是现在是掌权的。
And if he's alive, he hears you, right? He knows you. He knows your circumstances.
如果你相信耶稣是活的，那你一定相信耶稣会听到你的祷告，也知道你的情况。
And then, if you believe that he's alive, he says that he will be with you until the end of the world.
如果你相信他是活着的话，那你要记得，他是一直与你同在，直到世界的末了。
Why are then you so anxious?
如果是这样的话，你焦虑什么呢？
I'm so anxious.
你为什么这么焦虑呢？为什么这么害怕呢？
Fearful. Or, 我们叫做什么？斤斤计较一些事情。
那你为什么要还斤斤计较呢？
You know that you fight for small things.
为一点点的事情争论不休。
You know. So I think for us, as we have this resurrection sink into our heart, we need to take it seriously, to think about everything we say, everything we believe, every action we take is that colored by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要把这个基督复活的真理放在心里，我们每一个念头，每说一句话，每一个行为，我都要想一想，这些是不是被那个思想所左右的。
So being a Christian always goes back to this event 2,000 years ago, the crucifixions for your sin. So when we thought about Jesus Christ and him crucified, we thought about how undeserving we are.
所以我们整个的信仰都是基于这件事情的。我们想到基督在十字架上为我们受死，我们就知道我们是多么的不配。
And then you think about that his resurrection brings a new life to you. That you can be different from what you were before.
然后你再想，耶稣的复活就给我们新的生命，我们就跟原来是不一样。
And also give you a future that is unlike what this world can offer you.
然后你这样就得到这样一个将来，这个世界是不会给你的将来。
And you see the world that you live in a very different eyes because Jesus is alive.
你在看这个世界的时候，你看到的就一切都不一样了，因为你知道耶稣活着。
So people say bad thing, gossiping about you. So be it. So what?
所以别人说神跟你在一起又怎么样呢？
And when you have challenges, and you say, so what?
当你有挑战的时候，你就说这又怎么样呢？
Jesus knows me.
耶稣知道。
Jesus knows my needs.
耶稣知道我的需要。
And God will provide.All my needs.
神必定会供应。
So that is all tied into that your God is alive. Your God is not dead. Your God is not dead.
所以这一切都是最重要的，就要知道我们的神他不是死的，他是活的。
And today we have Alice.
今天我们有Alice 的洗礼。
You know, baptism is a symbol of Good Friday and Easter.
所以 baptism 呢是圣诞节和复活节的一个象征。
Baptism expresses our faith in a visible way.
所以洗礼呢是我们信仰的一个表白。
Baptism means that we confess Jesus is Lord and that He is Lord because He has risen from the dead and He is alive.
所以洗礼呢，就说是我们承认耶稣基督是我们的主，因为他是复活的主。
So as we put Alice under water,
所以当我们把 Alice 放在水里的时候
，we will keep her under the water.
我们就把她放在水里。
It symbolizes that she had died.
这象征
buried with Christ.
这象征她与主同死同埋葬。
Then we pull her up.
然后呢，我们把她从水里拉上来。
And that symbolizes Jesus' resurrection.
这象征着耶稣的复活。
It also symbolizes for Alice a new beginning of a new life in Christ.
这也象征着 Alice 将有一个全新的生命。
I want to read from Romans 6.
我要读罗马书第六章。
As a conclusion.
来结束今天的讲道。
Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
We were therefore buried with Him through the baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举有一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
This is the meaning of baptism. This is the symbolize a new life. Symbolize death a new life.
这就是洗礼的意义，象征死又象征一个新的生命。
As you witness Alice's baptism, you also affirm your own faith that on this Resurrection Sunday, we believe Jesus is alive today.
当你见证爱丽丝的洗礼的时候，这也是再次印证我们的信仰。我们相信这是一个复活的星期天。
And He will be alive forever.
我们相信耶稣是活着的，他也是永远活着的。
So when we take our final breath, Jesus will be there.To usher us into His eternal presence.
所以当我们吸了世上的劳苦的时候，耶稣会在我们跟我们一起带我们进入他的永恒。
That's the implications of resurrections.
这就是复活的意义。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for always reminding us that that you are alive. So we do pray to a God who sees, a God who hears, a God who has the power to change things.
啊，主耶稣基督，我们真是这样的赞美感谢你。我知道，我们知道你是活着的主，所以我们知道，我们祷告的时候，我们的主看得见、听得见，也能够有能力来改变我们的情况。
We celebrate Easter, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you put Easter in April, in March, when we see the spring, the new life everywhere.
好，我们是要庆祝这样一个复活节。我们谢谢你把复活节放在四月份，我们看到春天所有的生命气息都回到了这里。
We thank you, Jesus.
我们谢谢你，基督。
You came,
你来
了， you died, and you rose again.
你又复活了。
So that we can be like you.
所以我们可以跟你一样。
So we die,
所以我们死，
and rose again.
我们也活。
Thank you, Hallelujah.
感谢主，哈利路亚。
In Jesus' name we pray.
啊，在我们凭耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.